Yesterday's technology today. We are pleased to announce that Team Shoestring intends to field a car in the 1992 Storm Series. Team Shoestring is an independent operation with a successful background in off-road, dirt oval, and paved oval competition using off-road racing equipment. The Storm events will be our first venture involving dedicated on-road chassis. Funds from the consolidation of team equipment have allowed the acquisition of a HyperDrive 10 competition rolling chassis. We are now securing additional funding for the efforts of our powertrain group. Our schedule should allow the completion of shakedown runs at our Palatine test track well before the season opener. The Team Shoestring Thunderbird will be piloted by veteran race car driver and sportsman Everhard Faber Jr., who each year continues the eccentric tradition of distributing thousands of pencils with his name imprinted upon them. Race fans will recall that his father, Everhard Fireball Faber Sr., was fatally injured two decades ago when he was impaled by a shirt pocket full of pencils in a spectacular crash at the old Motorplex Speedway. The mangled wreck was quickly engulfed in flames when leaking battery acid ignited the wood-cased leads before fire crews could reach the car. The ensuing controversy led to rules requiring pocket protectors and to a switch by the younger Faber to mechanical pencils. In a recent interview at the Team Shoestring test facility, young Faber commented.
During a race, that extra confidence makes a difference, but I still duct tape one wood one to the back bumper for him.
And why not the front bumper?
There won't be anybody up there to read it.
As the exciting 1992 race season draws near, be sure to listen in to each exciting update from Team Shoestring, recycling the past for a better tomorrow. Exciting news, racers! At the prestigious Storm Exhibition Race on July 4th in Wheeling, Illinois, Team Shoestring will be giving away one commemorative presentation pencil to each registered competitor. These collector's quality signature series pencils are imprinted with the names of either veteran race car driver and sportsman Everhard Faber Jr. or his father, the late great Everhard Fireball Faber. This may be your only chance of the season to obtain these priceless mementos of racing history you'll treasure for years to come. And they will be yours free of charge when you register for this spectacular event. Just imagine taping one to your rear bumper just like Everhard Faber Jr. This promotion is brought to you by Carroll's Cuberama. By the cube or by the carload, when you need ice, just call the number on your screen and their radio-dispatched fleet of trucks will deliver to your door. That's Carroll's Cuberama. And race fans, be sure to listen in to the next exciting update from Team Shoestring, recycling the past for a better tomorrow. Offer void where prohibited. Items subject to availability. Yesterday's technology today. It's time for the Team Shoestring update, brought to you by Carroll's Cuberama. By the cube or by the carload, Cuberama will deliver ice to your door. And don't forget Cuberama's gourmet cubes for that special get-together that means so much. Gourmet cubes have fully rounded corners for a pleasing appearance, and they are produced exclusively from select Elgin well water, which lends a subtle flavor to any beverage. Now let's listen in to a segment recorded May 20th, 1992. Speaking to you from the Team Shoestring Racing Facility in Palatine, Illinois, for the unveiling of the Team Shoestring HyperDrive Thunderbird. Veteran race car driver and sportsman Everhard Faber Jr. has driven the blue and white Thunderbird up to the edge of the crowd. He's climbing out of the car now and putting on a radio headset. Everhard? Everhard? what are the car's chances in the upcoming Storm Series?
The Hyperdrive Thunderbird is running good, but we got a lot of learning to do. We have to learn about the proper setup for the different track surfaces in the series and about the preparation to eliminate unexpected problems.
That's a very good point, Eberhard. In the July 4th exhibition race in Wheeling, your car lost both front body clips in a heat and an electrical connector in the main event. Those body clips caused a lot of problems, didn't they? Isn't that what caused the crash of your father, the great Fireball Faber?
Yeah, my handling went to pieces in that heat. Wait, how can we talk about that? That's not supposed to have happened yet, has it?
Doesn't matter, Eberhard. Keep going.
Anyway, we thought it might have been a faulty preparation, but that turned out not to be the case. We may have to go to locking body clips, which did not exist in my father's day.
Eberhard, for those who missed those tragic events, let's view the film strip of that spectacular crash at the old Motorplex Speedway in McHenry, Illinois.
I don't see any monitor here.
That's okay, Eberhard. Neither can anyone else. Now, what's happening here? Isn't that the point at which the body clips are about to come off?
Yeah, you can see. Here's where they both came out and the car begins to lift and tumble down the backstretch.
He started the eccentric habit of giving his fans pencils with his name engraved on them, didn't he? It was a bitter irony that that shirt pocket full of pencils contributed to his death in the fatal crash.
Yeah, they require pocket protectors now, but the wood casings were what finished it when they ignited from the leaking battery acid. That's why I only race with mechanical pencils now, along with a heavy-gauge pocket protector. But I still duct-tape one wood one to the back bumper for him.
Thank you, Eberhard, and good luck in the upcoming series. In our next update, we'll get an in-depth look at Team Shoestring, plus an exclusive interview with Nigel Teabag, Director of Development. Future updates will also look at the early days of Fireball Faber and the famous Faber-Castell team, plus the mysterious promises surrounding Eberhard Jr.'s entry into racing. So be sure to listen in for the next exciting update from Team Shoestring, recycling the past for a better tomorrow. Race fans, if you crave the tension of relentless competition and the thrills of full-bore racing action, you won't want to miss a single event in the prestigious 1992 Storm Series. The action will roll Saturday afternoon, August 15th at Oak Brook Square. Practice will begin at 3 p.m. Qualifying will start at 4:15 near the corner of Summit Avenue and Roosevelt Road in Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois. Experience the highlight of the series on Saturday afternoon, August 29th, at the Kmart Car Show Race in Palatine, Illinois, hometown of the fabulous Team Shoestring. See and touch what's left of the Team Shoestring Hyperdrive Protoform Thunderbird before it goes out to battle for the trophy. Build your vocabulary on Saturday afternoon, September 12th, as the series returns to Oak Brook Square in Oak Brook Terrace. Match wits with the Wiley Kenman, the all-time points champ, on Saturday morning, September 26th at the Kmart Car Show Race in Arlington Heights. Finally, test your mettle on October 9th and 10th at the Eberhard Fireball Faber Memorial Classic. Beg your pardon? I see. I am told that the proper name is the Storm National Championship 500 Weekend, a sensational weekend of racing action. Be sure to dial the Storm line for details prior to every event. And now it's time for our lucky draw. Should the upcoming August 15th main be delayed past nightfall, it will become the mystery race where one lucky driver will win the spot as the designated target car. Extra points will be awarded to each hit to this lucky driver as soon as the track lights turn on. Let's pick a winner. Here we go. Why, it's Jay Stoltz, our lucky draw at the July 18th race. Congratulations, Jay. Jay will be receiving a complimentary roll of 3M reflective tape, the tape that seems to glow in the dark. And finally, be sure to listen in for each Team Shoestring update, where you'll hear fascinating racing tips from veteran race car driver and sportsman Eberhard Faber Jr. Just listen to this tantalizing sample.
Yeah, then one day, Darrell Waltrip told me, stay the heck out of my way. That turned out to be the best advice I ever got.
Yes, all this and more as you race your way to the 1992 Storm National Championship. You'll need more than just driving skill as you deal with pace cars, caution flags, and pit stops. Or put yourself to the test in the exciting new Sportsman 4-Minute events. It's racing you'll never forget. As our Iraqi friends like to say,
Storm, it is the mother of all RC racing series. Oh, yes.
Due to unforeseen complications arising from oversights in planning the possible upcoming mystery race at Oak Brook Square, the Team Shoestring organization and its sponsor, Carroll's Cuborama, would like to announce that it is withdrawing sponsorship of the mystery race on advice of counsel. Team Shoestring regrets any inconvenience which plans for the mystery race may have caused and wishes a speedy recovery to our lucky winner, Jay Stoltz, who mysteriously developed a minor nervous disorder suddenly last week. From unknown causes. On behalf of the entire Team Shoestring Racing Organization and its affiliates and creditors, thank you and good racing. The views expressed on Team Shoestring updates do not necessarily reflect the views of the Storm Racing Organization, the Stormline, or current thought on what constitutes rational thinking. With the exception of hostess Susie Q's, Team Shoestring updates are conceived and produced in an atmosphere free of harmful chemicals, and it accepts no responsibility for its actions, living or dead. This offer is void where prohibited. Yesterday's technology today. It's time for the Team Shoestring Update, brought to you by Carroll's Muffler Bearings Unlimited, the official muffler bearing of the Summer Olympics. Carroll's muffler bearings are produced from the finest materials on computer-controlled equipment to give you superior performance and durability. Carroll's muffler bearings are the sole supplier to the Navy's F-13 Fighting Hedgehog. And the Team Shoestring Thunderbird relies exclusively on Carroll's Power Plus muffler bearings for their competitive edge. Just listen to veteran race car driver and sportsman Eberhard Faber Jr.
Carroll's muffler bearings work for us, and I know they will work for you, too. How's that?
Yes, when you want the best, go to Carroll's Muffler Bearings Unlimited. I'm standing near the test track pit area of the vast Team Shoestring Racing Complex in Greater Metropolitan Palatine, Illinois. There is a celebration going on here, a celebration of racing. Various dignitaries are here to honor Team Shoestring's 1992 commitment to the prestigious Storm Series. I see standing near me Rita Politico, Mayor of Palatine. Rita?
Get away from me, you dirty blackmailer! I may have to show up, but I don't have to say one word to you!
I see the mayor is busy signing autographs for the well-wishers, so let's use this opportunity to move to the next segment of the update.
I got your interview right here!
We had planned to bring you an exclusive interview with Nigel Teabag, Director of Development for Team Shoestring, but he has not been seen since the completion of the July 18th Storm event, when the Team Shoestring Thunderbird placed last in each event before retiring with a broken axle in the 200-lap feature. We do have an exclusive tape recording of the radio conversations during that 200-lap event between veteran race car driver and sportsman Eberhard Faber Jr. and his pit crew. The voice that you will hear from the pit is that of Nigel Teabag. The first segment is just 3 laps into the event, and already Eberhard has his hands full.
this is real loose. It's all over the track. I can't seem to get any grip at all. How much wind do we have cranked into this thing?
Please repeat, Eberhard. Your transmission is breaking up.
Transmission is fine. It's the tires. These recaps aren't gripping. It wants to spin out.
Bring it in, Eberhard. Get ready, boys. He's coming in.
So into the pits went the Team Shoestring Thunderbird for chassis adjustments and a new radio, but no spare unit could be located. In the spirit of innovation for which Team Shoestring is so often noted, the pit crew borrowed two cellular phones from pit area spectators.
Hey, where are you going with that?
Once done, Eberhard Jr. took the Thunderbird back out into the fray. Let's listen as a new set of problems emerged.
Eberhard, what took you so long to ring me up?
It took me a long time to dial. The car is so loose I have to keep two hands on the wheel. So I can't dial that way. I gotta have my head tilted over so the phone stays on my shoulder.
Why are you mumbling like that?
I got a pencil in my mouth. That's the only way I can dial a phone.
This radio, Tilly, is beastly expensive, so I'll ring you every 20 laps or so to see how you're coming along, what?
But fate played its cruel hand against the mighty Thunderbird. By lap 52, a series of events unraveled the team's hopes for a finish and dashed the plucky driver's plans to take the lead for Storm rookie driver point leader. What happened? Let's hear it as it happened.
I just tried to ring you up, and the line was busy. Did you leave it off the hook?
No, some guy called about installing storm windows. They couldn't get rid of them. Whoa, I almost lost it again.
Getting worse, is it? Eberhard? Eberhard?
He just dropped the phone. Listen, I'm getting dizzy driving around with my head tilted over.
Well then, have a care. I can see the number 27 car coming up fast behind you.
Well, I got a lot of traffic up here. Oh, no. I lost it again. Here it comes.
Yes, it was a disappointing end to a difficult day of racing, but a fine example of the fighting spirit of the pit crew was shown as they greeted Eberhard's return to the pits with a hearty round of applause. Well, I guess we missed that part of the tape. But as Eberhard Jr. is fond of saying, it's not how much dog is in the yard, it's how efficient his digestive system is. Well, perhaps I can paraphrase that saying for you at another time. Until then, be sure to listen in for the next exciting update from Team Shoestring, recycling the past for a better tomorrow. Yesterday's technology today. It's time for the Team Shoestring Update, brought to you by Carol's Cuberama. With just one call, you'll have fresh, cold ice cubes delivered to your door. And today, Cuberama is introducing a new product you'll want to try. Having a party? Sharing a beverage with that special someone? Order the new Mood Cubes in your choice of five colors. Yes, just as experts have documented for decades just how color affects us, you can now brighten that dull party or tone down that wild one just by selecting the proper color of Mood Cube from Cuberama. Choose red for that romantic get-together, or calming blue for that visit by your in-laws. Need to clinch that business deal? Get the go-ahead with green Mood Cubes. Depressed? Use the new black Mood Cubes, or mix all five colors in your beverage glass. Express yourself, or get your message across with new Mood Cubes by Carol's Cuberama.
Boys, the money's all gone.
Yeah, that's the key factor.
Today, we're going to take a brief look at the fascinating history of Team Shoestring in the days of the famous Faber-Castell duo, when Eberhard Fireball Faber was making his greatest mark on RC stock car racing. He did it with the efforts and extraordinary talents of Lou Castell, crew chief of the vaunted Team Shoestring. By the time Fireball Faber was just beginning to run moonshine for his uncle in the mountains of North Carolina, Lou Castell, born Luigi Castelli of Modena, Italy, had already made a name for himself in 1/24th scale slot car racing. He settled into the small town of Cherry Pit, North Carolina, having driven for the Cox and Revell factory teams, and he still campaigned his own MPC Dino Charger Scarab, unarguably the most powerful production sports slot car ever made. He applied his mechanical talents to Fireball's car with excellent results, and following a brief involvement with law enforcement authorities, the two joined forces to campaign a 1/10th scale RC car on the racing circuit, and Team Shoestring was born. The two carried on a stunning racing venture in both off-road and paved oval competition, a spectacular effort that never let up until Fireball's untimely demise at the old Motorplex Speedway in northern Illinois. Luigi blamed himself for the lost body clips which contributed to the crash, and while pacing the Team Shoestring chassis build shop a week later, mourning the loss of his colleague and friend, Luigi Castell slipped on a pencil on the floor of the shop and broke his neck. The reign of the greatest RC team in racing was broken. But one determined young man stood in the gap, determined to carry on the tradition and history of Team Shoestring. That young man was Fireball's son, Eberhard Faber Jr. But just before he picked up the gauntlet, he made a solemn vow to the memory of those who had gone before him. What was this vow? Let's let Eberhard Jr. himself tell us from his shop in Palatine, Illinois.
Yeah, right then and there, I vowed there'd be no more pencils allowed in the shop areas of the building. They're just too dangerous. So there was no more in the shops, and the ones in the offices, we put on those little soft triangles so they wouldn't roll. Since then, we've had no accidents or fatalities. My dad loved them, but I only use mechanical ones now myself.
Thank you, Eberhard Jr. With his recent involvement in the prestigious Storm Short Oval Endurance Racing Series, Eberhard Jr. received his own nickname, Iceman, so named for his apparent driving style in the hotly contested series of races.
Yeah, they say I drive like I'm on ice.
And now, in the closing moments of this final broadcast of the Team Shoestring Update, we give to you, our associates and creditors, this message from the president of Team Shoestring in the form of an open letter.
Gentlemen, question mark? Do you want that in the letter?
No, put that in an envelope. Now then, in radios of the 15th, yours to hand and beg to rep, brackets, that we have gone over the ground carefully and we seem to believe, i.e., to wit, e.g., in lieu, that despite all our precautionary measures which have been involved, we seem to believe that it is hardly necessary for us to proceed unless we receive an ipso facto that is not negligible at this moment, quotes, unquotes, and quotes. Hoping this finds you, I beg to remain...
Hoping this finds him where?
Well, let him worry about that. Don't be so inquisitive, Jamison. Sneak. I say, hoping this finds you, I beg to remain as of June 9th, cordially yours regards. That's all, Jamison.
That's all for this edition of the Team Shoestring Update. Good racing to you from all of us at Team Shoestring. Recycling the past for a better tomorrow.
Check a letter.
Who to?
To my dentist. Dear dentist, enclose fine check for $500. Yours very truly. Send it off immediately.
I'll have to enclose the check first.
You don't, I'll fire you.
We interrupt this portion of the Stormline to bring you this news bulletin. Eberhard Fireball Faber has been found alive. Thought to have been killed in a fiery crash over two decades ago, the eccentric race driver and founder of Team Shoestring has been discovered working in the food service department of a hospital in northern Illinois. For details on this startling discovery, we will now take you to our correspondent, Sheila Napalm, at the Our Lady of Pain Hospital in Pittsville, Illinois. Sheila? Sheila?
Hey, am I on the radio? Hey, guys, what's happening? What it is? What am?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Sheila!
What?
Wake up and get that kid out of there.
Would your mother? Get lost, you little freak!
Ah!
Hello, everyone.
Sheila, what is the latest word at the hospital?
We have been able to confirm that racing great Fireball Faber has been working here in the cafeteria of this hospital since his crash, some 25 years ago. He apparently recovered from his injuries and has been working off the hospital bill since then.
That's incredible news. Is he there now? How bad were his injuries?
Fireball Faber apparently works the night shift, and so he is not here now. The accident took place so long ago that the hospital records have been destroyed. However, they did have the original invoice, and I have a copy of it here. It is for $10,000.44 for treatment of injuries.
Can you give us any specifics?
Yes. They have listed the hospital room for 6 days, one doctor's visit, 16 aspirin, 2 Band-Aids, and a box of facial tissues. He's been working off the balance for the last 25 years here in the cafeteria, and I'm told that he has just 2 months to go.
Well, even at minimum wage, that seems like a long time to pay off $10,000.
Yes, but that's because of an interest charge on the balance, which has reached a total of about $140,000. I'm told that up until 3 years ago, Fireball could be found sleeping in supply closets in off hours to save on rent.
Thank you, Sheila Napalm. What an incredible story. I'm told that veteran sportsman and race car driver Eberhard Faber Jr. has been notified and is joining us via hookup from the Team Shoestring Racing Complex in Palatine. Eberhard, what are your reactions to the sudden discovery of your father alive after all these years?
That's good news for me. It's too bad he didn't call. We would have chipped in to get him out sooner, but I think he didn't want to impose. He always used to tell me, if you get yourself into a scrape, you gotta get yourself out. And I think he would have preferred it this way.
How could he have appeared to have died and yet turned up alive and well today?
Well, I've been thinking about that. You see, when we got the news today about him, we found out he'd been transferred there from the original hospital that he was taken to after the crash. They apparently transferred him the same day. So when we called the first hospital to see how he was doing, they told us, we're sorry, but your father is no longer with us. So we just figured he was demised, you know? But I guess he was just shipped out to the Our Lady of Pain in Pittsville, but nobody knew. He was glad to find all this out when I talked to him today, because he'd wondered why he hadn't gotten any cards.
Well, I'm sure your reunion will be a joyous one.
You bet. His car was not running good that day, and I'd bet him that he wouldn't be able to finish the race, so that's an easy $10 for me.
Great, Eberhard. You'll be glad to know that the folks at Carol's Cuberama are sending you a complimentary executive-sized bucket of mood cubes in all 5 colors, just to help you celebrate.
Great.
That's all for this Team Shoestring News Bulletin. We now return you to your regularly scheduled storm line, now in progress.